Hello, neighbors. This is Daniel.
This is Katie.
Welcome back to the Future Neighbor Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Gochujang. We're going to start running, we're going to sponsor our own podcast. Gochujang is the go-to site for artisanal food products. If you're cooking Korean and missing an ingredient or want to try some of the latest, visit gochujang.com.
Yes.
That was off the top of the head. What do you think, Katie?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I might have to write some text and get more creative, some copy in the future. But guys, we proceed on. Thank you, sponsor. You know, Katie did the funniest thing this week. I haven't laughed this much in a while. We were coming home from Katie's sewing class, and right next door is this delicious bakery. Oh, they have this choux cream, which is just like a cream puff.
Yeah.
Stuffed pastry, but it's so good. It's nothing like pari baguette. In Korea, we call it pari baguette. It's not Paris baguette. For people who are listening in different countries, Korea has this like, how would you describe
pari baguette?
Pari baguette is like the McDonald's of like pastries in Korea. They yeah. just, it's a huge chain. It's actually pretty global. I've seen Paris baguettes in...
you know, they have a branch actually in Paris.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it just filled with Koreans and Chinese people?
I don't know. And I think we saw it in LA.
Yeah, yeah. No, back in Orange County, there's tons. Yeah. That's where all the ajummas hang out and talk about how bad their kids are.
Well, I don't know how well their business is doing actually in Paris.
I think I saw one in the Middle East as well. Oh, what country was that?
And then they have...
In Thailand, maybe in Southeast Asia as well. But anyway... this place has this like such good choux cream pastry, and then we also went for their sliced bread, and it's so good.
Like it is just milk bread, right?
Yeah, the milk bread, and you lay down a slice of cheese, and then you lay down. I think we had some pastrami,
and some lettuce.
Yeah, and then you just make like a nice melt, and you cut it down the middle. So good. So I had this in mind, and I told Katie, hey, go buy a loaf of bread. And she came back into the car, and I was pretty hungry because her classes are in the morning. And as I was driving, I was like, hey, Katie, let me get a piece. Yeah, I was waiting for this like soft, delicious, milky bread that I could tear into. And then she opens the bag, and then she gives me a piece. But then it feels different. So I'm like, took a bite, and I was like, oh, it feels a little bit, this is not milky bread, what is this? And I looked, and Katie strategically gave me the in piece of the loaf, you know, like that burnt brown piece that like everyone throws away. I looked at Katie, and like I couldn't help but laugh, and I was like, so in your mind, you, instead
it's
of giving...
It's so 아까워. Because we bought that delicious bread all the way from that store.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we had all these plans to turn it into like a really delicious sandwich. Oh my gosh. And then suddenly you want to have that bread like without anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I had to make my decision.
So when I asked you for that delicious piece of bread, in your mind you're like, no, he doesn't deserve it. This time is not worthy. So you gave me an in piece. Never in my life have I ever given someone an in piece of a loaf of bread. Guys, this is what we're dealing with. Aigo, 정말로 진짜.
That made me laugh so much. But it was good, right?
No way. The in piece is always the no good piece, Katie. Shame on you. Shame on you.
You know, I was just thinking about efficiency because the end piece, as you said, is useless for a sandwich.
Yeah.
So since you were hungry, I just stuffed it in your mouth.
Oh. 말 잘한다. That means you're good with your words, Katie. So I was recalling that we were also having an interesting discussion about kids having Western names. Like when I was growing up, I decided to name myself Daniel.
Yeah, but that's not your real name.
Yeah, like of course. It's not my Korean name. But I feel like more and more I see younger kids go by their Korean names, and it's like good to see.
Because now that, you know, it seems like people are more aware of the country, like Korea, and like, I don't know. I feel like our international status has kind of changed.
You mean like with the K-pop and like
there's
just so much more interest in South Korea as a whole?
Yeah, back in like, let's say back in the even 90s, like I bet there were a lot of people who didn't know like, Korea as a country.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there were, even when I was living in the UK, there were still many people confused about North Korea versus South Korea.
Yeah.
They'll be asking me, are you from North Korea?
Yeah, that was the same for me.
Yeah. But then now I feel like, yeah, interest is much more increased.
Mm.
And definitely the level of awareness. So would you like stick to your Korean name if you were to go back to your like childhood?
I had an interesting like journey with my name. When I first came to America, like my parents were looking for community and we ended up at like a Christian church, but I think there was a lot of politics. So then we tried a Catholic church, and then during the baptismal, or I don't know if it's baptismal. Yeah, but during some classes, I just liked the name Daniel. It like rolled off my tongue. So I was like, I'll call myself Daniel. And my parents were like, great name.
Yeah.
But there was nothing special about the English name. I just chose it myself. And then everyone up till about college knew me as Daniel.
Oh.
Back at home.
Yeah.
But then when I went to college, you get assigned a dorm. Because I went to a school where it was a closed campus.
Yeah.
And so you basically lived on the dorm until maybe your junior year.
Yeah.
Or you can stay all senior year too. But a lot of people move off campus, which we did. But the name placard goes by your legal name. Actually, I don't want to state my entire full name just because of privacy.
Let's say your legal name is Minsu.
Okay.
It's a very common name, right?
Yeah. But it's not my real name. But anyway. my name would be... It would Minsu. Say Minsu, but when my parents came to the States, when they were filling out the documents, they actually separated the Su and they put that as my middle name. Because in Korean, your name
yeah.
is generally, there's a space or there's like, you'll say Minsu because it's two different characters. So there's a natural pause. Mm-hmm. So they, when you were writing it in English, you usually put a space between Min and Su.
Yeah.
And so instead of putting Min and Su as my first name, which a lot of parents did, which is the correct way, my parents put Su as my middle name. So then on legal papers, it says Min. So I'm like one syllable.
Yeah.
Min. And then, of course, my last name. And so when I went to college, on my placard right in front of the room I'm supposed to live in, it says Min. And then, instead of Min, the first syllable of my real name is G something. So then people, the reason I have to say it's real, because when people saw the name G, they thought like, G, oh man, that's a gangster. Like that's G, that's cool, right? It's like, you know, who would be named G? That's so G, right?
It's so, like a rapper?
No, I mean, but it's just like, I don't know, it's just a little bit of swag. Like, hey, his name is G. Look at G, you know? Like in London, there was the Ali G, right? Ali G show. But before orientation, I came late because, I didn't have like the money to come really early. So like I was like on the last plane and I signed in like right before classes started. Everyone was already settled in to the dorms and there was just one person named G. Hasn't come yet, so people were like excited to see.
There was a high anticipation.
Exactly, exactly. And then when I came, and I was like, "Hey, what's going on, everybody?
This is G."
No. I was like, "What's going on, everybody? This is Daniel." Everybody was like, "No, dude, your name is G. We saw the placard. You got to go by your real name." But I was like, "No, but my real name. You got to say it in full." And they're like, "Oh, that's pretty hard." And I was like, no, but then, and then it was like, G, G, G. It was like a really like, you know, the school I went to was like very like, very homely, not frat boyish, but very communal. It was like, G, 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 what's up, what's up? And I was just like, all right, I'm G. And then like, every time I would like be with my American friends, they'd be like, hey, what's going on? That's my friend G. And I would just be, I just remember being so embarrassed because people would be like, is his real name G? Or are they like referring to him as like, yo, that's my G. You know, that's like my homeboy, or like that's my G, you know. But it would be like the whitest of white kids, and I know they don't use like urban slang, so the girls would be confused, I would be embarrassed, and then I was just like, oh man. But then by the time like 6 months had passed, everyone knew me as like G.
Oh
yeah, even my Korean friends thought that was so funny, so they just call me G too. So after college, all of the people I met after knew me as G.
Yeah.
And then when my college friends would meet my high school friends, they're like, who the hell is G? And why did you give yourself a name called G? That's so weird. Like, do you think you're a gangster? I was like, no.
No. You have to explain yourself.
Yeah, like lost in translation due to my parents' mistake of separating the syllables. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I went on a little tangent there, but how about you? You have some frustrations with your name too.
Yeah, so when I was first moved to the UK, yeah, like my guardian suggested that I have an English name.
Yeah.
And then he, I think it's him, and he came up with a name, Donna.
Donna?
Yeah.
Or Donna.
I don't know if it's me or him. I don't know, the memory is very blurry, but initially I decided to use this name called Donna.
Donna, it kind of fits you.
No, the reason why I use Donna is because it starts with D,
yeah,
and then my Korean name starts with D.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, it's like at least there is some like common stuff.
We can drop the first one of your name. You don't have to give it a full. But the first one is what in Korean? How do you say it?
Dong.
It's Dong.
Yeah.
But when you spell it out, it's D-O-N-G, which every Western will say a dong. Like a piece of poop. You're a victim to your name too.
Biggest complex for a long time. But then somehow I didn't really like feel like that Donna name was kind of representing me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just decided to go with my Korean name,
yeah,
throughout my middle school and high school years.
Yeah.
And my school was very international.
Mm.
So people were like used to people using their original names. So even though like the pronunciation wasn't perfect, like people would make effort, and then like, you know, it only takes a few months and then everybody calls me by that Korean name.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So the kids were very cultured.
Yeah.
They've had other friends from different ethnic backgrounds, so they're familiar with calling.
We had people with much more difficult names.
Yeah.
Then everybody got used to it. So it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
And then I went to university,
and
I still like stuck to my Korean name.
Yeah.
And also remember, like, there were a few of my like friends, like Asian friends, who changed their name to like English name. But then I had this inner conflict in me. Like, do I want to like stick to my Korean name or like
whitewash it?
Yeah. Change it to an English name.
Yeah.
And then one side of me was like, no, you want to like...
Be proud.
Yeah. Stay like, what's there roots to be shameful about your Korean name? It's those people who need to like at least have that little effort to call you.
That's good thinking. I think that's good. It should be that way.
Yeah. So I had that kind of strong in mind, which is also partially why I stuck to my Korean name. But then I think after I started working, I had to meet a lot of like those international clients. And
so hard, right?
Yeah, so hard.
You can see their mouse stuttering, right?
When
they're trying to pronounce.
And they're not even
dong,
like your friends, you know?
Yeah.
And there were a few moments that I would get embarrassed because they'll just call me dong or like that, like shorten it.
In Korean, it's dong, and it's like a little bit smoother. In English, it's dong. And it's like, oh man, like that hurts my ears.
And then there were a few moments like that. But then now, you know, I have that name, Katie. Actually, I started using that name when I decided to go to America to take that boot camp.
That's right. I gave you the name.
Yeah, because we were really thinking hard about what
we should use. Are you a Melissa? Are you a Michelle? No, I think Katie. But you wanted like something longer, like Catherine. I was like, Katie, we're not in the UK anymore. You don't have royal blood. You're not a Catherine. I think you're a Katie. Playful.
Yeah.
Energy. But it suits you well. So, and I still remember your mom's reaction. I was like, so we gave Dong. Sorry. We gave Dong an English name, Katie. And she's like, Katie? She's like, why would you name her a telecom company's name? And I was like, telecom company? But yeah, in Korea, the three biggest telecom companies, one is SK, and then the second one is KT Telecom.
Yeah.
So in my brain, in her Korean brain, it immediately reminded her of telecom. She's like, that's strange. But I was just, I thought it's so funny because we interpret language based on our background and our, you know, and our culture.
But even to this day, she's still like confused why I use that name, KT.
Yeah. Because she breaks up the syllable. She says KT.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be Katie.
Mm.
Like you gotta roll it, you know? So
the Go ahead, Katie.
Oh,
go ahead.
We're so polite today.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, no, no. Please. Catherine, please.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason why I couldn't stick with my Korean name was, I mean, I lived in the States since I was like in kindergarten, and every time we had a substitute teacher, I had like this inner anxiety because I knew they would get to my name, see my Korean name in its full and not be able to pronounce it. And I just remember we had this one teacher. She was this African-American lady like in her 50s, and she butchered my name so hardcore that the whole class laughed so much, and even I laughed so much because it was so funny. She like,
your last name is so easy.
I know.
But how?
she looked at the paper. She was like, is there a James?
Here.
Is there a David?
Here.
Is there a this might be wrong, but a G.I. Ho in here? Or is this a G.I. Joe? G.I. Ho! And I was like, oh my God.
That's me.
And I raised my hand and I was like, it's G something something. And she's like, mm-mm, that's not what the paper says. And I was like, oh my God. Like this, that gave me trauma number one, and then trauma number two, trauma. You know, when you're young, you don't want to stick out, right?
Yeah. It's,
you try so hard to
blend in.
To blend in, and that's the name of the game. And so I was like, you know what? We got to go with Daniel. So much easier. So much easier. But surprisingly enough, growing up, there's a lot of people who don't know how to spell the word Daniel.
Really?
Yeah, there'd be so
Daniel is like the most common name.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of illiterate people in the States because like I would say my name is Daniel and how you spell that? I'm like, come out of Starbucks. And I was like, I didn't know you could spell Daniel like this too. Yeah.
But Daniel.
Yeah. Daniel. you said Daniel in such a Korean way. Say it again for our English listeners.
Daniel.
Daniel. You sound like my dad right now. Say it again. Daniel.
Daniel. But you know, at least your problem got eased after you changed your first name to Daniel.
Yeah.
For me, even after I changed my name to Katie, I still had struggles with my surname. Yeah. I wish I could reveal it, but I really don't like my surname.
No, I think we can because it's okay. I mean, it's not that big. Yeah. Your surname is what? This is a fun episode. I'll start with mine. My last name, guys, this is such irony in life too. Like, my last name is Oh.
Mm.
And it's spelled O-H. Hence, that's why when I was like, the substitute teacher was like, is there a Gia Ho in here? Well, she read, she must have been like, I don't know. She read O-H as Ho. She read it backwards.
Yeah.
Because there's some Chinese people with the last name Ho.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then people are like, are you Chinese? I'm like, no, it's oh. And then they'd be like, oh, get it? I'm like, do you know how many times I've heard that? I want to pull your hair out of your head. So mine is O.
Mm.
And then funny enough, Katie also has only two letters in her name too.
So
how did we meet each other? We're like destined.
Daniel is having so much fun right now.
I didn't know this. Yeah,
it's oh.
I don't think they'll know the difference. Say it again. Yeah.
Oak.
Oak.
It's oak.
Oak.
Yeah, but in English, it's spelled. I think the closest you can spell in English is O-A-K.
Yeah, there's a lot of Korean people with the last name O-A-K. But your English name spelled it as how?
O-K. It's just O and a letter K.
So I'm O-H. And you're O-K.
So this was like my biggest complex because like people would, of course, for right reasons, people wouldn't know how to read my surname.
Yeah.
And then I would have people call me OK.
Yeah.
And then
Katie, okay, always okay. Give me a smile. Are you okay?
Yeah, and then I'll be so embarrassed by it. And then like sometimes I'm like, should I be correcting them or should I just stick with it?
So in Korean, my last name Oh, it's with the, how do you say the eum? Well, it's just I don't know how I'm trying to teach people how to spell Hangul over the air, but it's this character O, and then it has the little the pachim, the little thing, and then you have the kiot underneath. Book.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know why I'm saying that. You can't describe that verbally.
You need to have a little bit understanding of Korean to understand.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks very well. This is the same character with the little squiggly down hat.
Yeah.
Tetris piece. You know what though, Katie? Like, you think you had problems too? Hey, when I would call like customer service or like, let's say Bank of America when I was in the States and be like, so what's your full name? And I'd be like, you know, Daniel. Or actually, I would be using my legal name. So J-I dot 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 something. And then your last name? And I'd be like, O-H. And they'd be like, uh-huh. And I'd be like, that's it. And they're like, oh. Oh! Oh, you know, it's the same reaction every time. And then one time I got this, the funniest reaction, and I still remember it. He goes, oh, ooh, that's strange. Your parents only gave you two syllables?
Yeah.
Or two letters for a last name?
So I wanted to have, like, for the longest time, have a minimum three syllables for my last name. So I would like imagine calling myself Katie Fernandez or Katie, like, I don't know, like Aguilera, or, you know, I would fancy those really long surnames.
But do you know, if we got married and we live in the States, you would have to carry my last name, which means you actually lose a syllable.
No.
You would be Katie O.
No. It'll be like Katie O. Okay.
Our life is destined to be fun. With a name like that.
Or if I put mine first, Katie, okay, oh.
Oh, then our kids would be bullied. Hey, okay, are you okay?
And my biggest complex is like my Korean name is actually sounds like a male name.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Were your parents expecting a boy, so they just stuck with the name? Or?
No. There was also another superstition they believed in, so they intentionally picked a very male name for me in the hopes that I can like become a, like, you know.
What? Breadwinner?
No, like, just become a strong woman.
You are. You're so tough to me. You're the biggest tomboy I know, Katie.
And, you know, do big things in life, you know, all these things.
Yeah.
Growing up, people would, like, I don't know, I will have some appointments, and then people will be obviously expecting a guy, and then they'll see me, and they'll be like, what's your name? And then I'll say my name, and they'll be like, oh! I would get so many startled eyes like that. And even to this day, today I had to go for like a health checkup.
Yeah.
And then they will, like, I kind of did my sign up.
Yeah.
And then they'll call my name, and I will go, and they were like, are you blah, blah, blah? And they're like, yes, that's me.
but since it's a guy's name, they think it's a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many times, even today, at different desks for the health checkup. For once, I want to have a very normal,
girly
feminine
name.
Yes. So actually, that's why I like the name Katie. Ah. There's no question about the gender.
So in Korean names... Yeah, you get like the Hangul spelling, and then there's also a Hanja spelling, which is like the Chinese derivative, or it's the Chinese characters, I'm sorry. Yeah. Do you know the meaning? Because each Chinese character has a meaning towards it. So do you know the meaning of your Hanja version of your name?
Yeah.
What is it? What does it mean?
Actually, my Hanja name is kind of not that pretty too. You know, there are people who means like... Oh, me something is like also representing beauty, me.
Yeah.
And then something about studious, hak or something.
Yeah.
But for me, it's the first syllable represents like the like the year I was born, I was born in a lunar year. So it means that. And then the second syllabus means a pillar. So meaning like I will become a pillar of a family.
Oh, you're like the pillar in a new year. Yeah. You'll become like the bedrock or the foundation.
Something like that. That's the meaning.
Interesting.
For you?
Maybe because your emotions are stable, people can build on top of you. You lay the foundation.
Who will build on top of me? Me. You?
You're the backbone of our relationship. You know, you could think about it like that. Mine means the first character I know to be someone who likes to teach.
Yeah.
Someone who likes to share thoughts or teach.
Yeah. That's so you. And you then, like to teach.
And then.
And preach.
Oh, God. Katie, you always put a negative. But yeah, I forget the second character. I think it's like of a higher level, like teaching at a higher level, like not celestial, but like.
So they were saying like your dad was saying like a professor.
Yeah, he thought I'd be a professor or something like that.
Mm. I can see you as a professor.
I wouldn't mind getting into teaching, like, but when I'm 60 and 70, after I've like spent my years in business and have my battle wounds from real life, because I like learning from experience. I don't like textbook theory and stuff like that, or just learning from that classroom setting. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting.
But you know, like in my high school, we had quite a few Japanese students too.
Yeah.
But none of the Japanese students used the English name. They all stuck to their Japanese name. Mm. Whereas a lot of like Chinese students or like other Southeast Asian people from Southeast Asian countries, they would like use maybe an English name.
Mm.
Yeah, it really came to my attention that the Japanese people never changed their name.
I think Japanese language is, I think, probably the prettiest language. I mean, it's very
really?
Easy. Yeah, it rolls off your tongue. It's very pretty. I'm very objective about it. I think Korean is very whiny.
Like, yeah, that's what I heard.
Like it's very 네 맞아요 아 그래요 and it's like very long and like.
Yeah.
But Japanese is very like when you play piano, it's very staccato.
Yeah.
Hai, 와かりました. 僕は. Yeah, because I'm a guy. If you're a girl, it's 私. Let me see if I remember some Japanese. 僕は G-O です. Senko wa business desu. Ryugakusei no. Anyway, I forgot. Yeah. Yeah. Drink too much soju. My brain has only capacity for one language. No, two languages at most. What were we talking about? Which languages
just
are pretty?
Because Japanese is easy to say, so they don't really need to think of a easier name.
Like Sato.
Arika or...
Furikawa. Yeah, all the vowels, they line up very, very
Arisa.
Well. Yeah, very
These
easy.
These are all my Japanese friends' names.
Yeah.
Aiko.
We have like a hyun, hun...
Oh, yeah, it's really difficult.
And it's just very little subtle difficulties. So that's why when I was in the States, when I was young and I didn't know too much, I thought like Korean last names, for example, like you said your last name was okay, right? But in Korean, we call it ok.
Yeah.
And so I would see Korean people with the last names O-A-K, like an oak tree, spelling it O-A-K.
Yeah.
And then there'd be people with OK. And I thought they were all different last names. It's just different spellings of the same last names. I mean, okay, yeah. This is an obvious statement. But I feel like a lot of kids now that go to school, the teachers are younger and they're a lot more woke. You know, they're more cultured.
Yeah.
So they're a lot more sensitive on how to pronounce ethnic names and they pay more attention towards it. They don't get the, is a Jia Ho in this building? Jia Ho! they don't get that treatment. So a lot of kids take pride in their names.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't live in their shoes. But it seems to me like that. But Katie, do you know which Asian names are very hard to pronounce? Thai. Thai names are so long.
Yeah.
Like, Pachayorana.
Oh.
It's so long.
The I actually had a few Thai friends, but I actually don't know their real names.
Right?
Yeah, they all use the very easy kind of nicknames.
Yeah, they shorten it. because oh. their full last, especially the last names, yeah. it gets very long. Mm-mm-mm, I think I would say right. it's not uncommon for 12 to 15 characters.
Mm.
And Vietnamese is also very tough because they have a lot of squigglies in the alphabet.
Mm.
Yeah. And Nguyen.
Yeah.
But it's...
N-Y-U-E.
Yeah, that's like the most popular last yeah. name. Wen. Yuen. Wen.
Are you sure you're yeah. saying it right?
I think so. I'm sorry. I'm
because you had a few Vietnamese people in your previous company.
Yeah, it's Wen.
Oh.
Yuen. Wen.
If you're trying sorry, to confirm guys. With me.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why I'm looking at you trying to get a nod of approval. But yeah, it should be in the ballpark there too.
Mm. But you know, in Korea, so people kind of also believe that your name also influenced kind of your fate.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, you don't, but like older generations.
Yeah. They pay a lot of money to go to some like another shaman to go get some like yeah. good names.
Silly. Yeah, that's how my name was born too. Silly. My mom consulted with somebody.
I want to do that job, for heaven's sakes. Please help me set that up. I just want to like sit in a tent somewhere. I'm going to bring out a big book, bring out some protractors from trigonometry class, set up a 25 degree angle. They give me enough money. I set that to 40 degrees. Got your answer.
You're so bitter. Let me speak.
They got the easiest job in the world.
We believe that there's a high link between that. So actually there's quite a few people who actually end up changing their names in the hopes that they can like their fate kind of changes in a better way. So yeah, actually my sister changed her name too.
I remember,
a few years ago.
I remember she was like, don't call me by that. My previous name was like,
yeah.
I'm like, what?
Overnight you have to call her by something else.
I was like, you should call me Dan the Man now then. I don't go by Daniel too.
But you know that itself is so much work because first of all you have to like do all your like accounts, like financials all over again. There's a whole lot of procedure to go with that.
Yeah.
As well as your like government stuff. You have to not only just change your ID, you know, all those documents has to be renewed. Of course your passport. Yeah, that's like a lot of work too in itself.
I bet.
Yeah, but if you believe that it's going to help you and kind of makes you feel better,
maybe it's a placebo because you went through all that effort, then you're going to make more of a effort and put more determination into your next steps. It's like when you buy new equipment for a sport or a new yoga mat, you get energy because you spent money and time to go buy it. So now you want to do better than your old one. Maybe that's not a great example, but... think you know what I mean.
I'm not sure about English names, but in Korea even the names have trends. So there are certain names that are very popular at certain generations, and then after a few generations that name starts to sound really old.
Yeah, like sometimes when I meet grandmas,
yeah,
they have very what we call 촌스러운거, means yeah. like very countryside, very like not
even my mom's name kind of sounds 촌스러워, and you never ever see any kid with that name like in this generation. But I think your name is very average.
My name?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
As in like it wouldn't really sound 촌스러워 after a few generations.
My dad actually went against our family's trend name. Because normally, you know, the middle name, that's the same for everyone in the family line.
Yeah.
My dad was like, because my dad has six brothers. No, seven. Six. Oh my God, such a bad son. Yeah, six. But all of their kids took all the good names. And so he was like, you know what? I'm going to break the mold. And he just went with the name that he wanted after he saw that dream with the dragons going into the sky. That we covered in a previous episode. I was going to win the lotto. But anyway.
Yeah, I like your name because it's like
I like my Korean name too. It's very
easy to pronounce.
Manly.
But my name is, you would only see guys with this name. So actually funny episode is like in my company.
Oh yeah.
Never in my life I've actually met or worked with someone with the same name with me.
Yeah.
But then recently, I started to see people with the same name as me, but they're all guys. So it kind of gets me embarrassed.
You have like three people with the same names in the same division, right?
Yeah.
But the funny thing
is, same first name.
Well, one person is like a division head, and so it looks like if he gets praise, you think you're getting it, but it's like, oh wait.
No. He's not exactly the same name, but he has very similar syllables, so it sounds very similar, unless you really pronounce it correctly.
I can't wait till you guys get back to the
office.
His
name is Donghyun, but it could sound like Donghyun or Donghyun or Donghyun or so it's very very confusing to my ears. So sometimes like, are they talking about me or is it my turn?
Oh man, this was a fun episode about names. I didn't know we were going to go into such wide tangent about it. I wonder if our listeners here have the similar issues with their ethnic names versus their English names. And actually, this is just a random thought that popped in my head, but one incident I remember from high school was a teacher, I think he was asking for a student to come up to the principal's office. He was just like, Jessica Buttram to the office, please. Jessica Buttram. But her name is Buttram.
Oh.
it just doesn't translate in writing. So it's not just Korean names. I think English names, if you have like a kind of a strange spelling.
Oh.
Buttram can turn into Buttram. So her life, I think she also struggled with her last name too.
Yeah.
Pivoting subjects, Katie and I, we ran through an interesting exercise just as a way to organize our daily hours or weekly hours, because Katie, you were struggling a little bit and you were feeling like you weren't developing your, not career, but you weren't developing your work programming capabilities as fast as you want to. Right?
Yeah, I felt kind of stuck. I just felt like there were so many things that I'm juggling.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know how to prioritize things.
Exactly. You have your work priorities. You're also interested in YouTube. You're doing your leather making.
Yeah.
We're also doing climbing. You're doing stitching. And basically, you're spread out so thin.
Yeah.
So then what we did was we made a quick calendar, like a monthly view. And then we just shaded in or made a little rectangle on your iPad, and just to show what activities we were doing during the month. And then we could quickly see that there's a reason why you feel like you're being underdeveloping your programming skills. Is because if you look at it visually of where your time is spent,
there were just too many things.
There's too many things. And so then we basically rearranged the time. One way to do that was wake up earlier.
Yeah.
And then allocate time blocks and reserve that for specific things that we want done during the week instead of taking tasks as they come. Seems like a very intuitive thing to do, but you can apply it towards your work life, but you don't think you do it so much to your personal life. And during like COVID, when your personal and your work schedules are meshed, it's very easy to lose track of that. And the same thing applies to me. I have
that.
YouTube, I have GoachJar, I'm maintaining the site, then I have this, plus I have a few other things, and then during the week, this,
all gets jumbled up.
And then at some point when you're trying to work on every single project, the pace that you're moving on all fronts is so small, and you feel like you're doing nothing, and you feel so like... you just feel like you're being very inefficient, even though you're working all those hours all the time.
Yeah.
So prioritizing, visually blocking out time slots.
Yeah, time blocking was very important.
That helped me quite a lot too.
Yeah, because I know exactly what I'm doing like each day.
Yeah.
So I don't have to like actually think about anything else. That alone is very like helps with concentration.
But it also helped me because it showed me that I have to focus my time. Like for example, this 6-hour block today, it was for maintaining futuredish.com. So I spent 6 hours, didn't check any other emails coming in from the other stuff, and just worked on it. I know this is my time to work on futuredish.com, and that's it. And so it gives me this comfort of just focusing on that. Instead of firefighting on all fronts. So maybe if you guys are bogged down and you have a lot of things going on, just block out times in your schedule.
Yeah. And then we will review how well we did
at
the end of this month, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a prize?
A slice of bread. That's not the end part. Adios.
Bye.